This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi dear, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Aisa, and today being the first show of the month of August, we are going to be having our usual chat about digital tools that are useful for mental health and well-being. Stick around for that, but first a shout-out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, let's get into the month of August and our digital tools for the month. Today, following our trend, I'm really trying to find digital tools that are New Zealand-based. Today we have three cool tools to share. The first one is an app called Groove, G-R-O-O-V. The second one is a digital tool called UntiD. And the third one is an app called Modern Sam. Okay, so I'll be reading some of the research I found on each digital tool and making the comments as it comes to my mind. Okay, so the first one is Groove, G-R-O-O-V. Groove is a free application dedicated to supporting general mental health and well-being, stress management, and improving sleep quality. Key features and therapeutics approach. The app offers a diverse range of tried and tested tools delivered in bite-sized chunks designed to help users effectively manage stresses. A distinctive feature is the positive daily content and guidance provided by Sir John Kirwan, a co-founder of Groove and a prominent advocate for mental health and well-being in New Zealand. The app enables users to track their mental fitness progress over time, offering valuable insights into their personal triggers and patterns. While specific, named therapeutic approaches are not extensively detailed, The content is stated to be backed by a world-leading team of well-being experts, implying an evidence-informed foundation. What's the target audience of Groove? Groove is explicitly intended for the wider public, aiming to support anyone seeking to enhance their daily mental well-being, manage stress more effectively, and achieve better sleep. What is the evidence to back up Groove? Surgeon Cohen's guidance is informed by his two decades dedicated to mental well-being. However, the provided information does not include specific efficacy studies or clinical trials conducted for the Groove app. The partnership with Health New Zealand and the free access positions Groove as a public health tool aiming for wide reach. The endorsement by Surgeon Cohen adds significant public trust and relatability, which can boost user adoption and engagement, addressing the acceptability barrier often faced by digital tools. What are the costs and the accessibility for Groove? Groove is entirely free to use, reflecting its public health mission. It is readily available for download on both the Apple Store and Google Play Store. The app's design, characterized by bite-sized chunks of content, suggests an approach aimed at broad accessibility and ease of integration into daily routines, minimizing cognitive load and time commitment for users. I love that. I've been using Groove the past month to try it out. And as you know, I have ADHD and ADD amongst other mental health challenges. And I find it quite engaging and easy to follow. It does create some really good insights into your own mental health once you've been using for quite a while. Okay, privacy and data handling. Groove Limited maintains a comprehensive privacy policy, which became effective on July 16, 2025. This policy rigorously adheres to the New Zealand Privacy Act 2020, the New Zealand Privacy Principles, and the Health Information Privacy Code of 2020. So quite safe, they have to follow all those. User experience insights. The app design aims to help users see and feel the change by facilitating the tracking of mental fitness and understanding personal triggers. The involvement of Surgeon Cohen provides a relatable and trusted figure which can significantly enhance users' engagement and the perceived credibility of the tool. Okay, I will just go into a few more details on Groove. So the key features and offerings. So the platform or app on Groove offer daily tips and techniques, simple, effective strategies designed to enhance mental well-being in minutes. Check-ins provides questions and prompts to encourage self-reflection and inspiration throughout the day. Tools includes practical resources such as breathing exercises, a soundscape mixer, an acts of kindness generator, and a worry map. Quizzes and content features personality and communication style quizzes alongside extensive courses and collections on topics like introduction to well-being, burnout, and the art of living slowly. Personalized prompts. The application can send personalized prompts, questions, or supportive content to users in the flow of their day, transforming daily motivations into an engaging experience. Content Mix incorporates a blend of scientifically sound information, personal story videos, including those from Sir John Cohen, and practical advice designed to build resilience and cope with stress. It is positioned to present significant mental health problems and support self-care, rather than serving as a direct treatment. The next digital tool I want to introduce today is AuntieD, Auntie, A-U-N-T-Y, and D spelled D-E-E. AuntieD is free, web-based digital well-being tool developed in New Zealand by Leva, designed to empower individuals, particularly Pacifica and Māori young people aged 14 to 25, to navigate stressful life experiences through structured problem-solving. Rooted in cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, principles, AuntieD guides users to identify problems, generate their own solutions, and formulate action plans. Its key strengths lie in its high accessibility, no app download, and it's free. Culturally responsive design that fosters engagement and integrated safety features for crisis support. Clinical reviews and user feedback highlight its ease of use, mood-enhancing capabilities, and effectiveness in promoting self-efficacy and proactive mental health management. Anonymous data analysis further informs targeted public health interventions, demonstrating AuntieD's dual role in individual support and systemic well-being improvement. AuntieD is free, as I mentioned, and it's online, so there is no need to download an app or anything. You just go on your preferred web browser. And it's a tool meticulously designed for well-being and problem solving. Now, even though it says it's designed with Pacifica and Māori young people in mind, I must say, I found AuntieD very, very useful as a neurodivergent individual. I've had a few problem-solving challenges recently, and I've tried the tool myself, and I was quite surprised in how easy it is to use. The core purpose of AuntieD is to assist individuals in coping with stressful life experiences by providing structured support for problem solving. It functions as a self-help resource, guiding users through a systemic approach rather than providing direct answers or pre-generated content. Core functions in user engagement. Number one is guided problem-solving process. AuntieD guides users through a clear, systematic process designed to empower them in navigating their problems. This process involves three core steps. So first, you list your problems. So basically, what's the problem you're facing? Users are prompted to articulate and define their difficulties. Two, generate ideas. The tool facilitates brainstorming, encouraging users to come up with potential solutions. And then, find a solution. Users are then guided to select and refine a practical solution from their generated ideas. The structured approach helps users to think about and explore their problems in a constructive way, fostering a proactive mindset. The core functionality of guiding users to generate their own ideas and solutions, rather than providing preset answers, is a crucial design element. This active participation aligns with CBT principles of cognitive restructuring and skill building, fostering a strong sense of agency and self-efficacy. It moves beyond passive consumption and of advice to active engagement in one's own mental health journey, which is more likely to lead to a sustainable behavioral change. The website also includes a valuable library of tips and information on common problems faced by young people, such as trouble sleeping, relationship issues, or school difficulties, along with clear guidance on where to seek further help. Clinical psychologists have described the tool as easy to use, with an attractive and engaging format, and fun and interactive. The fact that users develop their own solutions rather than being given ideas by the website is consistently highlighted as a strength. The ability to save and revisit plans, coupled with the option to share them with a trusted support person, transformed AntiD from a solitary self-help tool into a potential component of a broader integrated support ecosystem. This feature can significantly enhance adherence to action plans and facilitate continuity of care, effectively bridging the gap between digital self-help and human support. This collaborative potential is a significant advantage for digital interventions aiming for real-world impact. So there you go. Give it a try. Next time you have you're faced with a challenging situation, give AntiD a try. Go and put your problem, your question there, and see what solutions this tool helps you come up with. Okay, our last digital tool for today has been around for a little bit, and it's called Modern SAM. Modern SAM is a gamified approach to productivity and self-care for neurodivergent users. Modern SAM represents an innovative and highly specialized mobile application for self-care and productivity available on both iOS, so Apple, and Android platforms. It is meticulously designed to support individuals with attention deficit or hyperactive disorder, ADHD, or those experiencing high distractibility. Through its utility, extends to a wider use base seeking enhancing focus and organization. The application transforms daily responsibilities and personal development objectives into an engaging role-playing game or RPG adventure, leveraging advanced gamification principles to significantly bolster user motivation, concentration, and overall well-being. The application distinguishes itself through several core features: a contemporary and intuitive user interface, capabilities for AI-assisted tasks breakdown, an immersive narrative complemented by professional voiceovers, randomized daily quests to sustain users' engagement, a unique class archetype system, warrior, ranger, magician, and healer, that progresses based on real-life activities, a competitive three great houses system, and seamlessly integrated self-care functionalities, including guided meditations and affirmations. Modern SAM's foundation philosophy is deeply rooted in the lived experience of its founder, Ryan Arneson, who personally navigates ADHD. Thus, for ADHDers by ADHDers, design paradigm aims to create a genuinely effective tool that directly addresses the specific challenge often overlooked by conventional productivity solutions. All right, so there you go. Modern SAM, if you like gaming or if you like stories, if you're just looking for something a little bit different, this is your tool. It's like you become a character in a game, and it can help your focus and your productivity if you're an ADHDer like myself, or if you just truly have challenges with your focus and productivity. So how much does it cost? You can get Modern SAM as a freemium business model, which is you can get a free-to-play base version. So it's free for the basic version. And if you want to carry on your story, it's a subscription that you pay monthly, and last time I looked it was $2.99 a month, and that unlocks a premium, all your premium features. Some key features that you can find in Modern SAM: randomized daily town quests, and AI-assisted to-do lists. For users uncertain where to begin, the application offers the ability to roll for new randomized town quests every day. These quests are frequently self-care-oriented and directly address common struggles for individuals with ADHD, such as decluttering email. Oh, dear. Yep, I have thousands and thousands of unread emails. I know exactly how it feels. Completion of these quests yields in-game rewards like luck potions, coins, and hunting tickets. A notable feature is the AI-assisted to-do lists, which allow users to input tasks and then utilizes AI to break down complex feelings tasks into manageable substacks, providing crucial support for ADHDers grappling with executive dysfunction. So very much similar to Goblin tools that you can just have your activities to be broken down into small bits. You can do that in modern Sim as well. Additionally, a recurring task option facilitates the scheduling and tracking of essential self-care routines and habits on daily, weekly, and monthly intervals. Okay, this intricate web of interconnected features creates a highly engaging and resilient user experience. It ensures that even if the novelty of one feature wanes, others can maintain engagement. For ADHD users, this multimodal approach is crucial in circumventing boredom, hyperfocus shifts, and test paralysis, leading to better long-term adherence and genuine behavioral change. The seamless integration of self-care directly into the game loop represents a powerful design choice that normalizes and incentivizes mental well-being practices. This holistic design approach represents an evolution in gamified applications, moving beyond simple points and badges to create rich, interconnected virtual worlds where real-world actions have tangible in-game consequences and rewards. This model could serve as a blueprint for future health, wellness, and educational applications, aiming for deep, sustainable user engagement. This is all we have time today, so take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.